Recording. Yeah, it works.
Yep, mine looks good.
That's what she said?
Can you guys hear anything? Any noise coming through on mine?
Nope, you sound clear.
Yeah, it looks clear, too. Makes me tempted to leave my AC on, but I don't want to risk it. I'll probably turn it off once we start the show.
Am I coming through clear? Hello? I'm the first person ever sent by television.
Did you see that Violet went and had a stroke?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did she turn violet?
I don't know. I don't know if they could make that joke on even on TMZ. But they were like, Violet had a stroke. I was like, no.
Oh, poor Violet. I tried to listen
to that that Willy Wonka podcast because it blew my mind. And it was either I picked a good episode or it was a more interesting concept than I originally thought.
Interesting.
So boy, Cal, because they haven't invited me.
Oh, Craig, I don't know how you would. Yeah. Are you aware of it? Like, I was blown away by the concept.
Yeah, it's isn't it one of these standard, we take 1 minute of insert movie here and turn it into a whole podcast?
I just don't know how you could do that. And I listen, I guess I'm going to guess that some minutes have to be better than other minutes.
Right.
Like, because when I was first thinking about it, I was like, yeah, you know, I don't know how you, when the first minute of the movie is just the opening credits, I'm like, that doesn't sound like a great episode. And then I was like, when the next minute is store owner hands extra some candy buttons. Join us next week when store owner hands extra some gumdrops.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, that doesn't seem good. But I did listen to one of them and they were talking about the first Oompa Loompa song and they managed to get, you know, 15 decent minutes out of it. They were like, are the characters in the movie aware that the Oompa Loompas are singing a song? If so, where's the music coming from? Why did they choose to put words on the screen when this was happening? I was like, I don't know. Those are reasonable questions.
So you could learn the words.
Yeah, but that doesn't make for a good podcast, yo.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing that blew me away was I can't differentiate the hosts because I've never listened to anything they have done previously. One of them sounds great. The other one sounds just like me. And I'm like, that is a bummer.
wait. Who's doing it?
Kirk and King Cannon.
Oh, okay.
The Podvocacies.
Yeah.
Are doing that one.
That sounds like a city in Scotland, right? Kirk Kincannon. I've been to Kirk Kincannon.
Yeah.
It's a great lock over there.
I bet
it's
going to
be a castle,
there.
Right?
Jenda could vouch for us.
Kirk Kincannon.
Oh, the McLaughlin Report.
That is what went through my head.
That's what I heard too when you said Kirk Kincannon.
Wrong!
Then I have to figure out some of the references here on the infographic, but that's really just a side.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even pull up the infographic.
It's always fun. If I don't get the reference, I assume that the character has a quote unquote real name and I just don't know it. Like, I don't know why his picture for Sandman is Flynn from G.I. Joe.
Isn't he Flint Marko?
Oh, is he? And that's Flint. Yeah. Okay. I got it. I thought it was because the opening line on this is Sandman is an underwhelming support character. I was like, Flint was an underwhelming support character. Then I also don't know why Kingpin is battling Kyle Gass from Tenacious D.
I don't know who Kingpin fights.
I don't either. Not from the infographic. Oh, and that I don't know who Elektra fights from the graphic either. That's his character from Demolition Man. I don't remember what his name was in Demolition Man. And I don't have time to Google Wesley Snipes villain Demolition Man.
That, while it's true, Elektra fights Blade.
Oh, really? Oh, I get it. Okay. That's the same way that he used.
But you're correct. That is not Blade.
No. That's deaf. But I get his, you know, that is clearly not X-Force Deadpool either, but it is the Ryan Reynolds version from the Wolverine movie.
There was a Black Eyed Peas comic?
Apparently.
So I don't know why the guy from Tenacious D represents Luke Cage, Power Man.
Oh.
Is his name Luke?
No, his name's Kyle.
But that's who they say that he's going to be fighting is Luke Cage.
Okay.
Kyle? I have no idea. Okay.
Should we let people in?
Yeah.
People other than Alpha Team.
Alpha Team Hunger Force?
Hey, Alpha.
Wow, that was the longest ever.
For Squiggy to join?
For anyone to join. I mean, granted, it's early.
Yeah, we're early.
Early.
We're cruising.
On a Sunday afternoon?
Sorry. I just switched back and saw Squiggy say, woo, it was me.
We've got movie sign. Cambot. Gypsy. Tom Servo. Crow. Good Lord, man, you're still taking your mother out for dinner and you're following this on your mobile? Man, that is dedication.
The picture is there.
The future is now.
The future is almost now. We found out that our Tesla's on its way to Pittsburgh from the California.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Good times.
Right. I get it.
I still don't. Could you explain it like I was five?
It is. Yes. It is a nickname given to him by Jack Black.
Just because his initials are KG?
KG, so he calls him Cage.
KG?
Yeah.
I've never heard that nickname. Although I like them, I am not a big fan of Tenacious D. Like, I'm not a big fan.
I was going to say, he says it frequently on the album.
Okay.
Cage, come here, I need you! I've just invented inward singing.
Ian, let me give you my review of the Ant-Man and Wasp movie.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
As much as I didn't like it, it's way better than the first one. Way better!
Wow. I didn't see the first one, so.
Well, that's a good bet.
I
stick with that.
I only catch bits and pieces of the MCU.
The guy, you know, the sidekick, Luis, and his crew?
Yeah.
Hilarious. The truth serum bit is hilarious. If that movie were a whole lot less Ant-Man and Wasp and a whole lot more Luis and his crew, it would have been even better.
That is very interesting. I don't understand your... Given that description, I have no idea why you didn't like the first movie. Like, to me, those the level of comedy and characters was exactly the same.
No, there was way more Luis in this movie than the first one.
And he's a funny guy.
Yeah?
I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was good.
One credit scene good, one credit scene absolutely horrible.
I agree with that as well.
Woo! That second credit scene is a stinker.
Yeah. I remember, just going, what?
Yeah, I was going to say, without proper context and without spoilers and really without anything, is it better or worse to them sitting around eating shawarmas at the end of...
I enjoyed that more.
Yeah, okay. I also enjoyed shawarma better.
Okay.
So.
I thought that was kind of amusing, actually. I thought it was an interesting thing to do, but not overly entertaining, but, you know. No, the ending, I can't give anything away, but I just
I was sad that I waited till the end of the credits.
Yeah, exactly.
That was done. I was like, oh, I could have left 2 minutes ago.
Now I want to stay. All right, you can start the show.
Greetings, true believers! Welcome to the 149th installment of the world's greatest podcast featuring me. It's the Puzzle Warriors 3.
I'm good with
that. It's the only podcast that features me. So, there you go. That makes it the best.
I don't know. There have been other podcasts that have featured you. I wouldn't want to, you know, outright say that they're worse than ours. That would be rude. How about the greatest podcast that you co-host?
Sure. Yeah, okay. I'm still determined to get that call-in show going. I'm just really lazy, it turns out.
Is determined the correct word? Just curious.
All right. It turns out that I have to, you know, spend a couple of hours to actually get the recording to work properly on my machine.
Yeah.
And then I will totally do it. But I always end up getting distracted by playing Civ or playing Hearthstone or playing something else. So
I could come over and help you if you want to you know, get the software installed first.
Yeah, that would be good. But I totally want to do that on a Monday night some night.
Right.
Do the call-in show.
Do the call-in show.
All right, so it's me. I'm Craig. With me, we got Ray. We got Ian. It's Sneaky Beat 15, KS72. Hello.
In the opposite order. Hello.
It is.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Dracula showed up?
Yes. This way you can envision me wearing a top hat.
Hey, happy Craps Day. 7 come 11.
I was saying Boo Ernst.
Maybe needs a new pair of shoes.
I was definitely saying Boo Ernst.
Happy. What's the word I'm looking for? Never mind. I'll get back to it. Keep going.
day.
Penultimate. That's the word. Happy penultimate birthday day to me.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
To this guy. Or me. Not
yeah.
That guy.
Well, yeah. Not that guy.
Yeah.
This is the week of 7/11 to 7/18 of the 2018s in your Deadpool Daily Land. Today was a Red Punisher. Thursday, Green Blade. Friday, Yellow Wolvie. Saturday, Green Torch. Sunday, Black Colossus. Monday, Black Cyclops. Tuesday, Black Hood. Wednesday is a Green Doc Ock. Over in your 5-day, 4-star cutout of the Titan. On the 7th was Deadpool fighting somebody.
Mm-hmm. He fought X-Force Wolverine.
Oh, there you go. Did you throw out some countdowns for what?
I did.
Did they then explode and let you in?
Oh, he absolutely. He was like, I'll use my green. Oh, wait, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what I figured.
I had a very similar experience. I'm like, all right, I'm just matching purple. I'm just matching purple. I'm just matching purple. Cue purple. All right, go ahead. And he was like, ha-ha, whack. And I'm like, yeah, you like that, didn't you? And it just went whack, 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 whack.
Yeah. Things did not go in his favor. So, yep, I'm one token richer.
Nice.
Woohoo! And in like a fool, I forgot to save one for tonight. I opened all my tokens. So I'm actually going to have to buy a token tonight. I haven't had to buy a token in a long time.
See, now that's got to feel good, though. I mean, because I'm always worried that I'm not going to earn enough or have enough. And I'm getting better at the game, so it's not as much of a worry as before. But I never open legendary tokens unless I'm on the show. And all week, I'm just looking at them, just champing at the bit. Like, come on, why isn't it Wednesday? Then I'm like, why are you cheering for Wednesday?
Number next on the 12th is Elektra versus some that I've already forgotten.
Blade.
Yeah, that was it. Right.
All
right.
I was going to look up the name of Wesley Snipes' character in Demolition Man because that's who's on the image. I completely agree.
I don't know. Does he know about the seashells?
The three seashells. I can't even talk.
Hey, yeah, murder, death, kill. That's what's going down. MDK. Ian, how's your Elektra? How's that going to go for you?
Oh, my. That is a fair question. Let me check out my favorite infographic.
Simon Phoenix. Sorry. It was Simon Phoenix.
Who's Simon Phoenix again?
That's Wesley Snipes' character in Demolition
Man.
Oh,
right. Right, right. So if yes.
I mean, you got to remember, this is way before Wesley Snipes.
Nice. Not looking good. Maybe. She's at a 214, level 152.
Yeah.
Her red can do damage, but...
I think avoiding damage with the black is the key.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you can get the red and get it, you know, stashed in a corner or something somewhere where they can't get rid of it, so it just keeps doing stuff, that'd be better.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. I'll give it a try.
All right.
I'm not going to hold my breath. That'd be interesting if she was, in fact, fighting Phoenix. But I think it's Blade.
I'm pretty sure it's Blade.
Right. I mean, who?
You don't remember most about that movie? The fact that it had a pinball machine that one Bruce Charles Squire would play for 75 consecutive hours straight.
Those two loops were really easy. You could just go ramp to ramp.
Oh, my God. He would just sit there and be like, dung, 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 dung. And it would just alternate his hands hitting the flippers.
Yep.
And it just played forever. And he would just sit there and rack up free games all day.
Yeah. That was it.
Man, that machine. It's the worst.
I like Wayworth's comment. You are fined 1/2 credit for violation of the verbal morality law.
All right, coming up then after that on the 17th is Kingpin versus Luke Cage. We eventually deciphered.
Right.
But deciphered meaning Samurai just told us directly.
Yeah.
How's that going to go for you?
Optimism. Marginally more.
Ah, you got good shape. You get your purple, throw out all those yellows.
Yeah,
and
2-4-5 is strong. I'll likely win. I mean, Power Man is no joke, but I should be all right.
Yeah, level 209 especially. That makes a huge difference.
Yep.
Yeah, you should be in good shape. Storyland, you got Venom Bomb is running right now. That'll get you 3 Lokis, a Yellow Nova, 30 CP. Top folks get the King of Wakanda. And 51 to 400 gets you some triple dubs. Growth Industries, going. Again. Getting burned out on Growth Industries.
Enough. Just can't get enough.
I can get enough. But this time it's going to give you one of the brand new ghosts. Hey, we'll talk about ghosts shortly. Yeah. She was in that movie.
Yep.
She's also getting her own shield training.
Nice.
So that'll be good. And then starting tomorrow at noon. It's one of my favorites, good old Civil War. And got all the Civil War details coming up soon.
I'll have to try to jump on that early.
Yeah, and the Journey to the Center of Your Mind season. Meet Rocket and Groot, or what is, no, not that, well, it might as well be. Most Wanted, which is the Rocket and Groot event. Then I'll get you a Rocket and Groot, a Falcon, 15 CP, top 10 is Sandman, 11 to 50 is Beast. And that's followed up by The Real McCoy. according to my notes, you get a Dr. Door.
He is potent. He can travel the multiverse like nobody's business.
No, I want that character.
That should, that'd be a great character for a teleporter, right? It's Dr. Door. or you get Sandman. Top 10 is Ghost. And 11 to 50 is Dr. Doom, however. Dr. Doom.
What a weird twist.
All right, Ian, tell me about this amazing pie this week.
Sorry.
Okay.
Before you do, Sluggo just killed me. Uh-huh. Dr. Door, his tagline is, everything hinges on him.
Oh, wow. I should actually go to the live part of Discord. I haven't scrolled down for quite some time.
Craig's still like, remember that infographic from 10 minutes ago? That's hilarious.
I hadn't seen anything past the I was fined half a credit for violation of verbal morality law. Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger.
Stop. Just give me just a minute to tell people about Kubliak's, and then you can talk all the Good Burger you want. Because I do have a follow-up for that.
All right.
But first, the Russian Kubliak's. A surprisingly delicious-looking pie. It is a pastry that is filled with rice, and then you can kind of pepper in the fillings. It's usually fish, some sort of salmon or sturgeon, eggs, mushrooms, onions, dill is a preferred seasoning. The pastry is usually puff, although you can substitute brioche if you don't like puff pastry. But again, if you do that, we are enemies. Unlike English versions of the similar pie, you can go ahead and take the heads off the fish. You can even fillet the fish and put them in there as for, you know, just the fillets, you know, chop them up so that they fit in the pie. You don't have to do anything weird or disgusting because this is not a Cornish dessert. And then you can feel free to decorate the top of your Kubliak with whatever sort of breadwork you desire. If you don't like rice, cabbage and potatoes are a good alternate filling. Or if you don't like fish, you can substitute in cabbage and potatoes instead of the regular meats. And that, my friends, is a Russian Kubliak pie, brought to you, as always, by everybody's favorite sponsor, This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
Donkey Teeth had a question. What's the obsession with fish in pie? Why do they punish us with this?
All right, because it turns out that all fruit pies are the same, and that's 95% of all pies in the world. So trying to find non-fruit pies for me to cover every week is hard. So I do a lot of research on the internet finding really bizarre pies.
Oh, that, I thought you meant like, I was like, well, because most nations don't raise cattle because that's a hassle and it wrecks the land. And so fishing is much easier and you got to find better ways to get the fish into you. So I would say most pies have fish in them, you know, as opposed to like a meat pie. But yeah, what Craig said is probably what you were asking.
All right, Ian, what do you got about Good Burger?
Oh, I saw, did I ever tell you I went to see Keenan live here? He came to Williamsport to do some stand-up.
Oh, that's awesome.
You would think that.
I would.
The worst stand-up comedian I've ever seen was Kenan Thompson.
Really?
He came out.
Was it really? It was like when the SNL girls came here to Bryce Jordan.
No, I don't know. It was way worse. He came out.
They were bad.
Yeah. He has no stand-up experience. He is a child actor.
Right.
Turns child comedian. Turns comedian. And has been on Saturday Night Live for
the rest of his life.
Yeah, 15 seasons making that same face. And then they zoom in on his expression and he's funny and that's it.
That's a funny face.
Yeah, that and, you know, Mofongo and Pollo Queso Fritas. Big Poppy.
Oh!
But anyway, so he comes out. He does 10 minutes of bad stand-up. He does 10 minutes of his filmography. And then the last 10 minutes were spent talking to the audience, taking a woman's cell phone, calling her mother, and then he went, I'm going to the bar, peace. And he left. That was his 30 minutes that he did when he performed here. It was the worst
attempt
at stand-up comedy that I have perhaps ever, maybe not ever. Looking back, I've seen some open mic nights and some amateur stand-up comedy that may have been a little worse than that. But as far as professionals go, it was crushingly disappointing.
Oh, that is sad times.
Yeah, he should not leave Saturday Night Live. That is where he belongs. That is the only place he will ever flourish.
Well, he's only got, like, what, 10 more seasons to break what's-his-name's record?
Tim Meadows?
Tim Meadows, yeah.
Yeah.
I swear Tim Meadows was on that show from, like, 1980 to, like, 2010.
Hey, you know the ladies, man.
That's a cabassier.
That's all.
All right, moving on. Hey, there's more Ant-Man and the Wasp coming your way. I have lost everything on my screen.
Well, while you're getting straightened again, I just want to mention, yes. Tim Meadows was on SNL 10 seasons.
That's it?
Wow.
Kenan Thompson, 15 seasons.
Oh!
Nice. That has to be the... He has to be the champ, right?
Yeah. This year, he just beat out Daryl Hammond.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Right. But he's kind of cheating because he's definitely not a cast member, but he is the announcer now.
True.
Daryl Hammond retired from cast, but now he says, live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Oh.
Starring Kenan Thompson.
This is Don Pardo saying, good night.
Yeah, I don't think Don Pardo is...
He's not with us anymore, is he?
Earth anymore, no.
Yeah. All right, so more Ant-Man and the Wasp coming your way. I think we covered these stores last time, right? No?
Hit them real quick.
Right now, there's a 30% extra hero point sale going down.
Word.
Maximum one purchase. I guess not. This has started Monday, didn't it? So that's new. And you would never buy it, but there's a 30% extra ISO 8 sale on.
Word.
If you buy that, we will make fun of you.
Not likely. I will keep my judgments to myself.
All right, I will make fun of you, because that's a bad idea.
Do it.
New Vault, which has the, you know, phased and confused name. I can be down with that. 41 items, one random ghost, one random wasp or Ant-Man, some support tokens, and a bunch of random things. We got still got Growth Industry going. This next one will give you a ghost purple cover. And then Civil War, Meat Rocket and Groot, and... just a phase, which will be the ghost event, all are coming up with the branding on it as well. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't like the growth. I mean, I know you say you're just getting tired of it, but...
I'm just burned out on it.
I like the challenging aspect of these nodes. They are not easy nodes.
Those last missions have been rough.
Yeah, yeah. You have to think about what you're doing.
Did you not heed my advice?
I did. They got wrecked.
60% of the time, they work every time. I did the same formula I did for the first one, and Peggy and Coulson and Carol just swept through that five wave like it wasn't even there.
My level 440 whatever, they just wrecked me.
Wow.
So I had to use my total five-star team and barely made it through.
But you made it through.
I did make it through.
Congratulations.
Thanks. But yeah, I've been liking it. I like the challenging... You know, the challenging aspect of the nodes. Pretty good.
All right. Let's talk about Ghost, who for some reason has a face mask that makes her look like a spider. I don't know why she does, but she does.
Yeah, I don't get the mask either. There was no reason for it in the movie. I am not really familiar with the character from the comic, so... Yeah, I don't know. Does he standard? Like, does it enhance his vision? Or that's what I expected. In the comic, it's a he.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
In the movie, it's a girl. I hear she was in that other movie, Ready Player One.
That's a movie.
Yeah,
I like that movie.
Haven't seen it.
Well, as good as the book, but it was a good movie. Anyway, she is a purple, red, blue. Her first power is called Supply Run for 10 purple.
Supplies!
I love that joke. This creates not one, not two, not three, four invisibility tokens for the ghost. Whenever you match one of these away... Restore 1,130 health to Ghost.
Nice.
So it's a weird invisibility that heals you when people make it go away. So that's kind of cool. The red power is called Unfazed. This deals 3,923 damage if Ghost is invisible. Instead, deal 9,886 damage ignoring protect tiles. So bickety-bam to the face. And then the blue power is, you know, I should make Ian read because it's got rules. Power Cycle. This is a blue passive. Ghost base match damage increases by 300%. Whenever a ghost fires an ability, create a three-turn countdown tile that grants 6 red AP. While this countdown tile is on the board, the power instead becomes Stasis Protocol. Stasis Protocol is also a blue passive. Ghost base match damage goes down from 300 to 100%. And then when there is no power cycle countdown on the board, it recycles itself back up to power cycle. So I'm really not sure why you need that red AP that bad, that you're willing to give away your 300% match damage.
Well, it's only for three turns, and you're using that AP, obviously, to deal, you know, 10,000 damage, 10,000 damage in one quick burst. I mean...
I tell you, I like the way that it reads, because all the powers, you kind of have to know what you're doing. You kind of have to work all the powers together to maximize their effect.
Do you?
To maximize.
I feel like...
You want to fire purple and then fire red.
Yeah, it feels like it's a pretty straightforward 3-5-5, and I love that the bonus you get from the red doesn't consume the invisibility tiles in any way.
Yes, that is nice.
All I meant was you have to be invisible to get the major damage. If you use the blue, you can generate red with it. Like, it's, you know, they all work together. I like it when the powers work together.
All right. You can get ghosts in, I don't know, 9 different ways, I think, right now.
Well, the new growth industries, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's also a shield training. Heroes for Hire purchase for 7,000 hero points. That'll get you, let's see, that actually won't get you a ghost, that's funny. Okay, that'll get you Spider-Gwen and Punisher to the max and 16 elite tokens. There is, however, a Ghost and Foes Vault, 88 in Vault, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports, 1 random ghost cover, and 2 random 4 stars from the Call for Backup missions, which could be Nightcrawler, Spider-Gwen, or Punisher to the max. She is going to be rewards in Civil War, which we'll cover here shortly. If you complete the shield training, that's going to get you a ghost cover. She is a progression reward in Meat Rocket and Groot, and a progression reward in Just a Phase. So, loads of ways of getting you some ghost. How many can you get?
1.
You're going to get more than that from Civil War.
That's true. 4. Okay. I'm down with that.
All right, Civil War. I'm not even going to say which team we should play because it doesn't matter because everyone just instantly votes the opposite of whatever I want. So I just don't care. I mean, it's blatantly clear that the correct answer is Team Kappa at first, but no one will want to do that because they're just contrarians.
I feel like you are projecting a little there as far as the contrarian comments. I don't know anybody other than me that would want to needlessly spite you so much that they would give up ghost covers for Nick Fury covers. That's bold.
All right, Civil War, your individual rewards. What are we trying to get here? Coulson and a Latest Legends, some 3 stars. Let's see, that's the overall, right? On Team Iron Man side, you could get a Mohawk, a Team Iron Man token, and a Angel, all new X-Men Angel flavor. Team Iron Man, it's Angel, all new green, Black Panther, King of Wakanda, and a Latest Legends. I read the same thing twice, didn't I? That's all Team Iron Man. It's 2 angels.
But you're saying it in a different way, and it's very confusing.
Yeah. Just worry about it. You're going to get 2 angels, a Black Panther, and a Latest Legends token.
Okay.
Good Lord. Reading's hard. The Alliance rewards get you 1, 2, 3 Uncanny Cyclopses, 1, 2, 3 Ghosts, and a Latest Legends on the Team Cap side. The Team Iron Man side is 3 Gray Suits and 3 Furies. So that should be good. Your powered up list, you've got Wasp, Ghost, Cap side, it is Coulson, Punisher, and 2-star Thor. Iron Man side, it is King of Wakanda, Angel, and Moonstone. That's odd. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Pick Team Cap. After we mop that up, then you can switch over.
Yes. Once round 8 is complete on Team Cap, absolutely switch over to Team Iron Man. Do not dawdle and attempt to complete your personal progressions. You can do that on your own time. You switch over to Team Iron Man and get us the rest of those covers.
I think I covered every other event that's going on. Yep.
Quick, Ray, you're our only hope.
It's like an episode of Gumball to Gumball. In local news, hey, it's Arts Fest.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a lot of money to spend, please come to State College and spend all your money on some art and really expensive fair food. And then if you're slightly poorer than that, go to Bowlesburg, buy some art and some really expensive fair food.
You can go to Bowlesburg all you want. I would say you should stay away. There are way too many people here already. This is ridiculous. But in any case, it's a fun time.
Right. In other local news, it's almost Ray's birthday.
Eh.
It's true.
This is true.
That's pretty dope.
Get off my lawn.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's the Winged Monster versus Mr. Sinister.
After some insider information, it turns out we're talking about Three Star Angel. And I didn't need to clarify, because there's only one angel. Now I'm embarrassed.
There's two angels.
No, that's Archangel.
The same guy.
No, it does. You know. That is just like when I say, hey, does anybody want to enjoy Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? And someone says, which one? I say, no. There is only one. The other movie is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's a true story.
Detail-oriented. Focus, people. This is Angel. He's blue, he's green, he's black.
Ice Nine said, preach.
Thanks. Now that I'm back from my soapbox, let me tell you a little bit about Angel. He has the angle of attack. He does a little over 3,000 damage and stuns the target for 3 turns. That costs 11 blue AP. 11. For a humble... or a modest, more mid-level, 10 green AP, he can activate enemy down. It deals 1,900 damage and creates 2 strength 158 green attack tiles. And for the low, low cost of 7 black AP, he can activate aerial superiority. He can create 2 four-turn aerial superiority countdown tiles, which deal 1,965 damage. That's it. That's what he does.
Poor Warren. I think while if all his things might cost like 7, if his powers were like 7, 7, 7, he'd be better.
I suppose, but while this countdown tile is on the board, neither team may gain AP in its color.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that in case I forgot, which I did. Yeah. I don't know what to do about this guy. He doesn't seem that great.
No.
He's no Archangel, that's for sure.
He's got no nerf talks and feathers now. It's not blue.
Why is he, what is that? Is that X-23 that he's canoodling with on his cover?
Certainly looks that way.
That seems inappropriate.
My God, he's got to be like 4 times her age. He's one of the original 5.
Yeah. Maybe when they
he's
remade
probably been
all
de-aged
the
a few times. I think every one of the X-Men has been de-aged at least once.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was thinking. When they went back to Teen Jean and Teen Iceman, they found this guy.
Oh, I suppose that could be Teen Angel. Teen Angel, can you hear me? I cracked myself up.
So anyway,
up.
That's what's always funny and that's what's always sunny here in Xandar. Angel.
All right, hit me with some mail.
Mail? I got mail. Thanks to Willie Lumpkin.
Mail time!
So I have to mention this. Even though it's like 5 pages long, I don't know if you guys saw the response the samurai put on the Reddit, but he had a few notes on the flying buttress.
Yes, it was very detailed.
So I'm only going to hit like the first line of every paragraph. So he says that Ian mentioned European churches, specifically flying buttress, an innovation emerged during the early period of Gothic architecture. Next paragraph, he starts off with, up until this point, most churches in Europe were small. If you wanted a larger church, the walls had to be thick, limiting your use of windows. That goes on for a paragraph. He then goes to, it's hard to find 100% accurate examples of large pre-Gothic era cathedrals. The next paragraph, there are a few examples of early church construction that reinforce this point. Check out the Basilica? I don't know how you pronounce that. Of St. John and Paul in the Caelian Hill in Rome. Next paragraph, another good example of the Collegiate Church of St. Gertrude in Nivelles, Belgium, built in the early half of the 11th century. It goes on and on and on. There is more about flying buttresses in his post.
Seriously, who knew that a gag was going to turn into Samurai's master thesis on flying buttresses?
It is good. If you're interested in flying buttresses, there's a lot of information. So let's move on to Joe. Joe said, I know folks are worried about dogs during the 4th of July, but will no one think of the podcasters? Quote, I love that movie Clueless so much. Things I never thought I would hear Craig say.
I do love that movie quite a bit.
He also said it's an odd feature of making purchases in the game public. It seems like a waste of time, but what do I know? And we didn't touch on this, but I think maybe it was a request by people who were doing like purchase alliances. I don't really think we've addressed that type of thing. I mean, we've talked about it when we had a few of our guests on doing, a temporary alliance to do purchases. It's a good way of making sure that everybody, you know, spends right. what
lived up to their word.
Exactly.
Yeah. The buyer's clubs, we do not participate.
That's what they're called. I couldn't think of it. I've never done one. Probably never will. So, but yeah, seems like an interesting aspect in that regard. Joe also said, even though it's not in my name anymore, except, you know, for a while there, he is still hot that Liverpool stole his initials. I find this next one, I had to look it up. I had no idea who this was, but he says he really needs Scott Steiner to explain all the percentages in the supports. Do you get it? Do you know who Scott Steiner is?
Yes.
Isn't that Big Papa Pump? Or is that his brother?
No, that's Rick. Rick was the dog-faced gremlin. Big Papa Pump was Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one half of the Steiner brothers, and then he got really into steroids and became Big Papa Pump and turned into like this crazy, muscly freak. He's a professional wrestler.
Just in case you hadn't got that.
Hey, while we're on the footy, Ian, what'd you think of that Ronaldo transfer?
I think it was brilliant on behalf of Real Madrid. To sell a 33-year-old Ronaldo for that much to Juventus was some solid gold managing.
Yeah, it's like, what, 177 million or something ridiculous?
Yes.
I was like, holy doggies.
It was 117 euros. So about $1 million or $100 million. I'm sorry. $100 million US, I think, is what he went for.
Wow. It was a lot of money.
I don't know. I don't know what the conversion is at the moment, but yeah, it was an outrageous amount of money. Everything. That was the best thing. Then Belgium got eliminated. That was sad times. But did you see Croatia pull it off today against England?
I did not, but I heard about it.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome match.
So it's Croatia versus France?
Yes.
I guess I got to root for Croatia.
Yeah, you got to get every good story needs an underdog.
Nobody likes France.
I like France, but...
The French don't even like France.
They love themselves. I love them. They make great pastries. They make great art.
All right, I'm going to move
on. Their cooking is classic. Yeah, go ahead.
Joe also said, one of these days, the damage I'm doing to clear a wave node won't roll over onto Carol's energy absorption. One of these days.
Yeah, that bug still drives me crazy.
Yeah, if we could get that up on the list, that would be fantastic. It's really not all that, you know, damaging or anything, but it's just annoying. It's just like, I didn't even hurt her. Come on.
It's like she's not even on the screen, and suddenly she shows up, and all of her powers are fully charged. You're like, what happened? She took no damage.
Joe also said that he's all for the new segment. He can imagine D3 adding a new support once the Gambit Change of Life comes to pass. Deck of cards, anyone? I just wanted to throw that in because I thought that was a cool support idea.
But wait, I have more information for you.
Okay.
Good old Ice9 gave us some more information about that update. He said that it is more to help with CS, which I assume is customer service. It's a pain to double check purchases on a CS request, since user information is purposefully separate from player information. So a screenshot of a public purchase is much easier to validate.
Interesting. I would not have thought about that, but that makes perfect sense. Huh, cool.
And followed it up with, but yeah, sure, buy clubs also.
Joe's final statement got a response. He said that it's Rochelle. I don't know. That's apparently a Seinfeld reference that I didn't get. He says that a top flight two-star character with the advent of Okoye getting her team up is a great way to get more team-up tiles on the board. However, he got a response from Monsieur Mojo, who said that only you have to actually spend 8 team-up for that to happen, so you're sacrificing the extra damage from Wakanda Forever just to get the bigger heal. So maybe I can see you doing this if you're finishing a match and you want to save a health pack, but otherwise sacrificing 10,000 plus extra damage isn't worth it. To me, those words are next to meaningless because I don't have a Koye, but I thought some people might find it useful. Jeff Duggan.
Hey-o.
I like the new segment, especially its name, but Dying on the Vine could still hang around for the ones that are, say, when you're short on ISO to champ somebody. I've got about 20 of those right now. Wow.
Gee lord,
sad
man.
Sad story. Stinkbomb says, speaking of two-star Carol, that yellow is, as Ian would say, good eaten for Okoye. So he agrees with Cho. He also said regarding the support groups, hi, my name is Stinkbomb and I like supports. The crowd responds,
hello, Stinkbomb.
He then says Okoye's support is life-changingly good. That's amazing.
Wow.
A lot of people, you know, poo-poo on the supports, but life-changingly good. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah!
He also did say that his respect grew for Ian monumentally? Yeah, there you go.
That would be a lot.
When he spoke of supporting Belgium in the World Cup, he says, I just favor England in that group because my EPL bias is showing, but come on you Spurs. There you go. Captain Trips says that he didn't think anyone was arguing that Gambit didn't need the nerf, but he says that it was a huge overreach in his estimation. They could have removed the AP destruction, stopped him from overriding, blah, blah. He goes on and he tells what changes he thinks that it should be, which I think most of those changes were included, but he goes on to say that he thinks that they went too far with the changes and the fact that he's probably, according to his estimation, he's going to be down near the bottom of the tier and has left a really bad taste in my mouth with this nerf. 626 Aussie also said that he agreed. He said that he was someone who was one cover away from championing Gambit, and he loves using him, but he absolutely still needed to be nerfed, but nerfed, not beaten up, tied up, and dragged down out back and shot. So...
Didn't he, though?
Well, you know, he'd be a better thief and be able to avoid some of these nerfs if he didn't walk around in giant metal boots.
What?
Just saying. Gambit.
Wasn't that awesome?
Gambit is supposed to be a thief. However, he walks around in big metal boots.
Sure.
Anyway, for something more important, Ice9 has chimed in and said the numbers and changes to Gambit are not final. He is not done yet. So hold your horses. They're still listening to feedback.
Interesting. Yep. There you go. That's a very important statement right there. Thanks. FHQ1977 said, like Ray, I was interested in the Wasp mechanic. I had her at a 5.53 and was so disappointed that he almost wrote a brutal review. And then he reread the passive of her black. He said, now I'd place her in a mid to lower tier, but only because she's restrictive in her pairings and doesn't stun or generate AP. But he wrote up a big explanation of how to use the powers at a 4.54. He says use her with Medusa and Carnage / Blade / someone who quickly makes attack, strike, or projectiles. And she doesn't pair well with many 5-stars, but the TLDR is basically at 4.54. She works pretty well in some situations. And by pretty well, I think I'm under... stating that really well in some situations. So thanks for the review. Mad Jabroni asked, Gwynpool's codes do different damage? I thought as long as you did destroy X, it did the same amount. Many of them are the same, but I thought there was different damage depending on what you destroyed. I could be wrong there. He says that he always uses a 3.49 for a little board shake. He also asked, Ian, where's the prod pod? I thought you guys were going to be back on a semi-regular schedule.
It's back!
Didn't it just get posted today or yesterday?
Yesterday, we got a new producer. We're up and running.
Okay,
I believe it's going to be weekly. I can't guarantee that I'll participate on a weekly basis, but I believe it will be available weekly.
You're telling
for
me I need
listening.
To go back into my podcast app and re-add the show? Huh?
No, I am not.
Tony Foot says, and I don't know if this is serious or sarcasm,
hey,
but
Tony Foot
says, hi, Ian, you didn't know this, but I'm your neighbor. Thanks for the white trash review. If you think May through The 8th to the July fireworks were bad. Just wait to see what I have planned for October to New Year's.
So, it is a joke, because I do have a neighbor named Tony Foot, and I'd originally asked this Tony Foot if he was that neighbor, and he was very adamant that he was not. So unless he was just trying to, you know, keep a low profile.
It's a joke.
Okay, good. I'm pretty sure it's a joke.
I don't know that, but, you know. Anyhow, he said that. Anyhow, he agrees with the comment that about Gambit's rework, but he also agrees with the listener who said it was heavy-handed, continues to go on and explain how the abilities should be. This was on the D3 forum, so I'm pretty sure that the D3 guys saw this. But one of his big complaints was that he still blocks red and purple from the now better characters, which, okay, if you're going to bring down the power of red and purple, I can see that being an argument. He also said what I think should have happened is incremental adjustments until they were happy, not just leveling with a bat and saying it's done. Well, apparently they didn't do that, so it's not done and it's still being looked at. Orgelmeister said 2-star Carol creating a lot of team up tiles is good for utilizing 2-star Hawkeye in case you don't have Magneto or Thor. She is underrated in my opinion. Okay. He also edited and said, I never thought I would say this, but I love me my War Machine in these Growth Industries wave nodes. Together with Carol and Medusa, he is a blast. The 3 1-turn countdown tiles for 8 AP, tons of special tiles with red, you're constantly at full health, hard-hitting attack tiles, and Medusa pumps you full with AP. So you can try out that team. Carol, Medusa, and War Machine. That is interesting. I'll give it a go on the next one. Okay, so that is it. The mailbag, she is empty. Thanks, Willie.
We should get Willie like a, you know, Christmas present like people used to do to their postman.
Did people used to do that?
I still do that.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I got my, this year I got my postal carrier a set of Fallout tumblers.
Okay.
We had connected one day about the game Fallout New Vegas, so I got him a set of Fallout New Vegas tumbler glasses as a Christmas gift.
Hmm.
He is by far the best mail carrier that we've ever had. And I wondered, I asked him, I was like, do you think that that's the better Fallout game because you are in fact a courier and it's easier to put yourself in the role of the main carrier? He said, no, a bunch of other reasons. And they were all valid and I agreed with him. So anyway, yes, I still get my letter carrier's Christmas presents.
Hmm.
Except for one, because she was hot and I didn't want to have any stink of impropriety on it. Plus, my wife is very jealous. Okay. So she got nothing. The year that I had a hot letter carrier, she got nothing for Christmas.
This guy got some video game stuff. The year we had the hot carrier, she got like Victoria's Secret. It was crazy. I just don't understand.
Weird coincidence. It's just your standard letter carrier gift, right?
Yeah. Who doesn't? All right. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump you up.
You up. That was a lot of claps that time. Up. All right. Let's see. See what I can learn these peoples up. Thanks to Mystify and probably UNC Samurai mostly. Boosted 3 stars this week. One of my all-time favorites, Captain America, the Super Soldier, is boosted, so his shield will be doing even more damage because it already does a good amount. Daredevil, one of the okayest 2 stars.
He boots people in the head.
Yeah, that surprise kick trap tile might do something more than it usually does. Everything else will be about the same. Oh no, he blows up special tiles and does some damage there as well. Dr. Door is boosted.
Sorry.
Yeah, his summon demons will give you an extra little helping, and if you're the computer and you're able to get off Diabolical Plot by turn 3, he will be able to absolutely wreck you. I've never seen a more efficient use of his Diabolical Plot power, because he's making purple trap tiles, but I gotta consume all those trap tiles to get enough purple to activate his purple, and by that time there's no trap tiles left. No, not the computer. Turn 3, he's like, Diabolical Plot, you die. I'm like, alright, fine. The original gift for everybody's favorite co-host of this show, Craig. Squirrels is boosted.
Nuts!
From above, dishing out all the damage, squirrels will be doing a little extra damage. And the once glorious and now average vision, also boosted.
Yeah, man, I really wish they'd put him back to
his
broken.
His AOA will be doing some more good damage. Let's talk 4 stars, everybody. They're boosted this week. Craig's favorite X-Man.
Yeah.
Scott Summers is boosted.
Massive damage.
He's still pretty good. He seems to be a victim of the power creep, so he's not quite as top tier as he used to be, in my limited knowledge and humble opinion, but he's still very good. So his massive damage red will be even more massive, and the blue will actually do a good chunk too, and not just work to manipulate the board. Kate, she's okay. She's got some good damage in her blue and her black. So she could probably be viable this week. I'm not sure how, but I think she's good enough that she could be. Another top tier character, Rai Will I Ams.
Yeah.
Boosted this week. Whew. She is fast and efficient, and man, her red should be doing a truckload of damage this week. Plus a pile of damage to the other two people.
Yeah.
Her green damage should be up there. Man, her blue damage should be Boy, did they make her. She got one of the best fixes ever.
Yeah, she is the main reason that I will not be using Cyclops this week.
Yeah, Rai is great. Yeah. I love Rai.
Yeah. I mean, she got her rework is up there with Battery Man as far as best reworks I've ever seen. Sandman. He's not really on my radar very often. He's got some AOE, which is nice, and it's not particularly expensive, but he's got a lot of hit points, which makes him a little bit useful, but he is definitely not someone in the upper tier gets talked about.
That one node, though, where he's teamed up with Eddie Venom, that node is always harder than it should be.
the Sinister Six, or?
No, the one,
that just happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell me about what game you're talking about.
It was Eddie Venom, Sandman, and Doc Ock, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh.
And yeah, that node is, like, I looked and went, oh, that's nothing. No, don't underestimate those people.
Never underestimate the Sinister Six, even if it's not their, even if it's not their event. Lastly, probably not leastly, but kind of in there, Spider-Gwen. Boy, the cherry bomb does a lot of damage.
Cherry bomb!
Right, and if you can get it down to costing only 6 to do nearly 20,000 damage, that's cost effective.
Yeah.
Alright.
Hey, big comic book news, Spider-Man's back with MJ again.
Oh, good for them. I'm glad they could work things out.
Yeah, gotta last probably 3-4 comics.
Alright, are you ready for the relatively new Samurai Pick of the Week?
Samurai's Pick of the Week!
I'm not one to judge. But this is probably, I don't want to say my least favorite samurai pick of the week, because usually he's like, here's some insight because I'm a, intelligent, good player. This week it's like, here's an amazing character that I've teamed up with 2 other amazing characters. One of them happens to be boosted. So if you would like to take advantage of these boosted characters, try teaming Riri up with Vulture and Rogue. Okay. Like, why wouldn't you do that? If they weren't boosted, you should probably do that because they all sound awesome. But let me tell you what makes them extra awesome. Vulture will feed Riri and Rogue's green. Someone has a power siphon. What's a power siphon?
Rogue.
Is that something Rogue does?
She touches you.
Okay.
She touches you and it makes it so that you don't gain AP from those matches, that color match?
Man, I don't she use gets Rogue way much. More AP from that color.
Yeah, you.
Okay.
And then when she gets too much AP, she explodes.
Yeah, she gets angry.
Nice. So there you go. That is, he also suggests if you would like to swap out Rogue for Teen Gene, that'll help with tile control, and it will. So there you go. That's the Samurai Pick of the Week. Riri, Vulture, and Rogue. Listen to me now and believe me later.
Bickety bam.
Thanks, Mystify. Mystify!
All right, now it's time for supports and supports, holding things up, sports.
Right on. Welcome to the Ian and Ray support group. First, Ray would like to share with the group. Do you have something to share this week, Ray?
I certainly do. So I decided to go with probably my favorite support so far. I know we started with Chimichanga and that's everybody's favorite, but my favorite is Wong, Master of the Mystic Arts. Probably because I use my 5-star Doctor Strange every day, but uh, I I love the support. I think it's an excellent addition to Doctor Strange. I have it a level 3, rank 3, level 111. It's in the poop house. But at rank 1, let me tell you what he does. If you have just one rank of this, there's a 5% chance to gain an extra blue AP when you make a blue match. That's not a whole lot, and it goes up slow. But at level 250, it gives you a 35% chance of getting an extra blue AP. That makes Doctor Strange's stun all that more accessible. So that's pretty good. If you have it at rank 2, friendly power is fired. There's an 8% chance to remove an enemy special tile. That goes up as you level. So mine right now is like a 23% chance. So about a quarter of the time, that's removing a special tile. And that special tile can be anything. It can be a countdown that the stupid goons are putting out. It can be one of those annoying strike tiles. It can be anything. So that is really what I love about this support, is he just takes enemy stuff off the board that's annoying me. And it happens.
Can it be a boat?
It could be a boat.
All right.
So at 200,
you know how much of one of those?
At level 250, it's a 45% chance. So nearly half the time, you fire a power, it takes an enemy special tile off. I think that's awesome. Rank 3, when you make a match 5 or greater, destroy 1 AP in the enemy's strongest color. At level 200, that goes up to destroying 2 AP, and it doesn't get any better. So rank 3 is my least favorite rank. It's okay. It doesn't do much. Rank 4, which I don't have, but the supported character's maximum health is increased by 242. That goes up pretty steadily at level 250. It gives you 2,541 extra health. That's a pretty decent amount, especially since Doctor Strange is not all that much of a tank. Quite the opposite. Rank 5, supported character, whenever the supported character makes a match, 20% chance to increase the timer on a friendly countdown tile by 1. This chance goes up to 65% at level 250. That means every time that you make a match with, if you have them on Doctor Strange, you make a blue or a yellow match, it could increment your stun tile, which does more damage. That tile does damage for Doctor Strange every round that it clicks down. So, it starts at a 3. You could get maybe 4 or 5 rounds of that. And it's doing like 5,000-6,000 points of damage. So it's a pretty good enhancement for Doctor Strange. And if you put him specifically on Doctor Strange, whenever Doctor Strange fires a power with stun, so blue, there's a 10% chance to increase that stun by 1 turn. That chance goes up to 33% at level 250. I've seen this happen not regularly, but, every now and then I put out a 4 countdown instead of a 3. Like I said, that's more damage going out for Doctor Strange. So I think Wong is and he should be, but he is an excellent support for Doctor Strange. I imagine he's just as good with the 3-star as he is with the 5. I really like this support. It's by far my favorite. So there you go. In-game support, Wong, Master of the Mystic Arts.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing. What a great segue. Now I can tell you about one of my favorite supports that has been supporting Wongs for over 100 years.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah, great audience.
Yeah. You know it. It is probably the most popular product invented by the Smith & Sharp Sporting Goods Company back in 1874, the bicycle jockey strap, otherwise known as the jock strap. So, let me tell you a little bit about this if you never played contact sports or don't do any cycling or are just cavalier about your genital safety when you're playing those sort of sports. It's a cup that you can fit with a protective cup that goes around your main man parts with 2 little straps that go around your waist and then under your buttocks for additional support, but keeps the actual cheek meat free to breathe while you're cycling.
In the buttocks.
I think the main purpose, is just to, when you're a man and you have external genitalia, you want to protect that from injury as much as possible. This allows you to keep them as contained and secure as possible while cycling, playing sports. I wouldn't recommend it for everyday wear. That would be weird. But I suppose I suppose that's possible. As I mentioned, it was invented back in Chicago in 1874 by a man named C.F. Bennett. So next time you're feeling secure in one of these, you can thank Mr. Bennett and know that you are being supported by what was originally marketed as the bicycle jockey strap. And that's your little minute and a half history of the jock strap on this week's episode of Ian and Ray's Supports Groups, Supporting Supports.
I've always been an athletic supporter.
Wong in the jock strap?
Thanks.
Is that right. That's the title?
What's that, Wong? Yeah. Thanks, this vine?
I forgot about that. He actually sent me a couple ideas on changing that, but he was like, I don't know, these all suck. You guys come up with something.
We'll have to work on that because it's the jockstrap segment, as always, brought to you by this vine. Thanks, this vine.
Well, you know, it's kind of holding up a vine.
Yeah, that's a... We'll work on it for next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm completely distracted by that segment. I don't know why, but it doesn't make my brain function. All right. Why don't you guys open something? I got to buy something.
Luckily, somebody wrote a script for you, Craig.
Yeah. No, nobody's going to open something.
I'm getting
there. I was waiting for Ray. No. I got to load up the game. I keep forgetting that, you know, every single week I keep forgetting. Actually, I just don't want to bog down my computer. I got too many things running Steam on top of all this other fancy equipment.
Right,
just too much for the old girl.
I am ready to stall for more time for Ian. I have five latest legends that I'm going to open up.
Do it, Doug.
So the first one is a 4-star. It's a 4-star thing. Yancey Street Special.
Oh. Okay.
I like the old ones. I don't know why. The second one is another 4-star. Opportunist Mockingbird.
Ooh.
That's nice. I like her. Another 4-star. I'm getting all the old ones. A 4-star Star-Lord. So I'm just going to be leveling up on my 4-stars, apparently. That's fine. 4-star Valkyrie. I don't know. Do I really want to level her up? What I use her for, I want her to be as low level as possible. But in any case. And finally, yep, all four stars. Love and Fear Spider Woman. So there you go. 5 4 stars.
Okay. I have a latest legend token that I would like to open. Let's see what happens when it's a 4-star. Hey, this'll help me in my upcoming Crash of the Titans. It's Shadow Step for Electric.
There you go.
There you go. Bonus. Look at that. Yeah. Instantly useful.
Yeah, I was not expecting to be that excited about it, but I feel a little excited about it. There we go. Now she's a 2/2/4.
All right. I'm going to sadly have to spend 25 CP because I didn't save any tokens. So I'm going to poke this bald head, spend 25, get a 4-star. French word. Black blonde widow.
Defilade.
Yep, French word.
You know, like a third of the words you use every day are French, right?
That's right. This gets her to the triple deuce. 2/2/2 is my blonde widow.
Nice.
So that's nice.
Gotta like it when they're even.
For a little while. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Are you ready, Ian, or do you want me to stall for another 10 seconds?
What's happening? I've already gone.
Oh, you
did? You gotta mention the podcast network.
I got a shadow step.
Oh, right. I remember Electra. That. I'm paying attention.
No, I want you to talk about the podcast network.
That I can do. With or without this being open, I was just really...
See, normally it's me that forgets it and takes his turn.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You did something?
poor forgotten me, and I'll try a little more fanfare.
Well, I was busy, though, because the one that I got for the thing, I opened it up and it gave me another latest legends.
Yeah, but you remember how excited he was because he could use it in this week's Crash, and it was a big discussion.
Yeah, I do remember it now, yeah.
Right.
But
right.
In any case, I opened that latest legend and I got a 5-star. So it made it a whole lot better. But it was a 5-star man without a country, bearded cap. That puts me at a 0/4/0. I'd really like to stop getting purple now.
Lumber
cap. Yeah, you can save them.
That's true.
You can save them.
I'm just putting it out.
But yeah. So that was the opening of the tokens brought to you by OG sponsor, this guy. Thanks, this guy. The podcast network. Let me tell you about the podcast network. Let me tell you what webpage I just went to for the first time recently and discovered one of our podcasts. It's called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.com. No, Tumblr, Soon to Be Named Network or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it is a collection of podcasts for your listening pleasure. If you would like to hear something that is perhaps more political to your liking, you can check out something like The Profane Argument, or you could check out Prodigal Sons making their triumphant return, or if you would like to hear a minute-by-minute review of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, you can check out the Everlasting Minute. This and many more great podcasts available on the soon-to-be-named network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Should you do a podcast on every episode of Speed Racer?
Check it out. If it does not exist, that could be your next greatest podcast featuring you.
That could be dope.
That could be dope. That's a good show.
I'd love me some Speed Racer. All right.
That was a
anything
good
else
show
for the good of the order?
I'm done.
Nay, says I.
Nays are heard. All right. So that's all for this week. Check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, you know how to get a hold of us. The subreddit, the D3 forums, emails, the social medias, those sorts of things. If you want to go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner and buy yourself something for holiday next.
Ray's birthday.
You can buy yourself something, and that also gives Ray a birthday present at the same time.
Right.
Look at that.
Treat yourself. Treat him by treating yourself. Treat yourself. If not, you could get a jump on Labor Day presents.
Yeah.
You might want to, maybe you need something for your barbecue or an extra place setting for the guest that you know is going to show up or that you didn't expect.
Exactly. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy yourself some swag and wear it with pride. Kitty pride. All right, that's
seriously it. Of all the phasers that we were going to get in this game, Ghost is somehow the one that I got.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, not the leader Ghost of the X-Men.
She in charge now?
Yeah, buddy. She's larger than in charge.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, Kitty's the stuff.
After that skullduggery they pulled with her wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't marry Colossus, but she's been in charge for a while. And in canon, it actually tells you in these story that she owns the copyright to the name X-Men. Apparently, Charles willed it to her when he died. So legally, because I was reading Astonishing X-Men, and Havoc made some joke about he was making up his own X-Men team. And she's right. Like, you can't. He's like, you don't own X-Men. She's like, yes. Turns out legally, yes, I do. He was like, oh, funny times. All right, that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you can either have this pie straight up or frozen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye, friends.
You gotta like this pie, right? Like, it's not gross. There's no fish.
For a frozen fish pie, I think I'd be just as on board.
Kanye West likes fish sticks. I'm gonna stop recording now. Bye-bye! Yeah.